Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Start a new feature, a weekly podcast of what happens behind the scenes of the Good Day program, where we're having conversations about things that seem to be of interest to the ladies who are here.
Saying I happen to see some pictures of Orlando Bloom without the smudge.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I'm going to give him props.
Okay. Good for you. Jennifer Horn.
Do you want me to add you to this email, Dougie? Do you care?
No, I don't care. But thanks anyway. All right, this is Evanescence. They've announced a full-fledged U.S. tour for this fall. First one since their hiatus, lasting 3 years. The band broke the news yesterday. The beginning October 28th in Dallas, they'll have a 16-date U.S. tour, which will carry them to the day before Thanksgiving. Encouraging news if you're an Evanescence fan. So are you guys Evanescence fans?
I like them.
You guys, you ladies.
I've never seen them live, but I think this chick, Amy Lee, has a really good voice.
Yeah. It's a ladies group?
No, she's the girl. And it's, yeah, this mix. She's the only girl.
Ah, okay. All right. So the tickets go on sale Friday. The fans who are real fans can buy their tickets starting today at 10 o'clock local time. So what's going to keep us from having the same story of Ticketmaster buying all the tickets up and then screwing all the people who want to go see this event?
That's just a reality. It's those bots. They buy up all the tickets before anyone has a chance.
Gotta fix that. All right, next up, musically at 25 past the hour, time for some Britney Spears music. Britney is calling on her fans to help the victims of the flood in Louisiana. That's her home state, you know. Residents affected by the flooding in the millions. So she's teamed up with the Red Cross, which is kind of a waste of time. I'm sorry about that. Maybe she... what you ought to do, there's a
at
fundraising.
At least she's doing something, though. Let's give her the props.
At least
this is her home state. Well, CrowdRise might keep this a little more on the up and up. Because CrowdRise is it's just the same as GoFundMe. Uh-oh. And it tends to be more musician and artist related.
Really?
So when I'm pretty sure Brad Paisley used CrowdRise for when he was helping his home state of West Virginia with the floods there. Yeah. So CrowdRise will definitely, you'll at least know how much money was raised, and then maybe people can follow the paper trail.
Apparently she's going to enhance. If you donate $10, you get a lottery ticket to go to one of her shows. Is that right?
Yeah, you can actually win her outfit that she's going to wear at the upcoming MTV Video Music Awards. And you get to go to New York to attend the show, and you get to meet her.
Really?
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, for $10.
Yeah.
Not a bad deal at all. She grew up in Kentwood, Louisiana. On Twitter, asked her fans to support her home state in this hour of need. Twitter, continuing conversation at Good Day Show. Also in the musical news today, Aretha Franklin. I don't have to say Aretha Franklin.
This is really, diverse music segment, but
yes,
that's how we do. Just FYI.
We are very diverse here, including this info on the 74-year-old Aretha. She said in a statement she posted yesterday, due to doctor's orders, I will have to cancel a few concerts for the next month or so, including the show at the Wolf Trap National Park in Vienna, Virginia. That's just quite a place for a show. She has canceled a couple of shows at Radio City Music Hall as well. And she was going to be in the Tony Bennett Celebrates concert on the 15th of September. She's going to cancel that and a solo show on the 23rd. But she figures she'll be well enough to get back on the road in November.
I hope she's going to be okay.
Last year, she canceled a show in Las Vegas because she was exhausted.
She looks great.
Then she lost a lot of weight.
A lot. Looks awesome.
Yeah, right. Well, that's what'll do it because a lot of that makes it tough. Okay, good news on Aretha, 28 after.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Linda Kaplan-Thaler and Robin Covell built a billion-dollar ad agency. You probably know their work. They created the Aflac Duck.
What's their secret to big success? They're nice. In their book, The Power of Nice, they define what nice really means.
Nice does not mean smiling blandly while others walk all over you. Nice is the toughest four-letter word you'll ever hear.
They go on to say that being very nice and placing other people's needs on the same level as your own will get you everything you want.
People work with and do business with people they trust.
But before anyone will trust you, they have to like you. And we like people who are nice.
So be nice. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Where are they now? With Ahmad Rashad.
Two Olympic gold medals, a pair of world championships, and two Stanley Cup titles put this center iceman in hockey's very select triple gold club.
Shot is Forsberg going to the net. Forsberg scores!
So where is Peter Forsberg now? Peter opened Forced AB in 2005, a company that imports Crocs footwear in his native Sweden. However, he closed Force in 2010 after taking heavy losses in the previous 2 years. He's currently the assistant GM with Modo, the Swedish hockey club where he started his career. Peter and his father own a Swedish real estate company called Forspro, which co-funded Modo's new arena. Peter Forsberg, back where it all began. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.